This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
9 years after being indicted for securities fraud, the felony charges against Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton have been dropped. TSN's Chris Fox has more.
Paxton was accused of duping investors in a tech startup near Dallas. His attorney, Dan Cogdell.
Ken Paxton would have never been prosecuted in this case but for his being the attorney general.
Paxton must pay nearly $300,000 in restitution to victims and complete 100 hours of community service. The agreement allows Paxton to remain in office. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is pushing a bill they say would fight inflation. It would remove expensive credit card swipe fees, which are paid by small businesses.
You kind of have to accept credit cards now. You know, as we move to a more cashless society, it's a necessity, not a convenience.
Jeff Burdett heads the Federation of Independent Business in Texas, which supports the so-called Credit Card Competition Act. He says reducing the hidden processing fees would drive down costs for small businesses. Those savings would then get passed on to consumers. Congress wants to hear from the heads of Visa and MasterCard on Capitol Hill. April 8th's total solar eclipse will be a once-in-a-lifetime event for many Texas businesses who are hoping to cash in on all the tourists.
Projections are that about 1 million people are going to actually come into Texas to view the eclipse. And we think they'll spend well over $400 million directly.
Economist Ray Perryman says that does not count the Texans who are traveling to the prime viewing spots. He puts the total economic impact of the eclipse at just around $1.4 billion. That puts it in line with some of the state's biggest sporting events. The difference is that small towns are the ones that will benefit, not the big cities. Governor Greg Abbott has announced the creation of a new Texas Space Commission. The commission is governed by a 9-member board of directors who will also administer the legislatively created Space Exploration and Aeronautics Research Fund to provide grants to eligible entities. Abbott says Texas will be the launch pad for Mars and added that those who reach for the stars will do so from the Lone Star State. An arrest warrant has been issued for the woman who crashed into a Hugo convenience store after a police chase. The suspect, 36-year-old Jasmine Michelle Stubblefield of Hugo, was injured in the crash and transported to a hospital in Plano. Stubblefield faces 9 criminal charges, including 2 felonies and a slew of misdemeanors. A fun and educational experience of astronomical proportions is coming to downtown Paris. SkyDome, a mobile planetarium, will offer virtual tours through the solar system daily on Friday and Saturday. The 35-foot-wide, 15-foot-tall inflatable planetarium will be in the former Paris High School Gymnasium at 215 East Houston Street. The shows will take budding astronomers of all ages on a virtual field trip through the universe. Multiple 45-minute showtimes are available between 3 and 8 on Friday and between 9 and 3 on Saturday. Reservations are required. Visit the mobile planetarium banner at paristexas.gov/eclipse or call 903-784-9308 to reserve your seat. A high-speed chase that began near Gladewater ended with the fleeing suspect dead in an Upshur County crash. Investigators from the Gregg County Sheriff's Office were attempting to serve a warrant on 47-year-old Mario Taiwan Martin for burglary of a habitation with the intent to commit another felony when he fled. The pursuit ended about 7:30 a.m. in a crash at the intersection of FM 726 and Highway 300. He was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Dick Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.